Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Tonight is a live show, 12/12/13. We're happy, very happy to be with all of you. If you have questions, you can send them in to squirrel@wyom.net, and squirrel is just like the animal.
I'm sure everybody's learned how to spell squirrel now. They weren't sure,
but now
they're positive, right?
Okay, so you can send them in during the show.
Please do.
And we'll get to them if we can. We have a couple already. But, okay, tonight's show, how do we step out of fear and into freedom? This is an interesting subject. I had no idea the team was going to do fear tonight. I was like, what? Fear has held us back from who we really are, our magnificence, our freedom, and choice. Fear grips us and makes us feel small and powerless. It has kept us from feeling connected to our soul, our spirit, higher self, and God, Goddess, all that is, and from each other. For some, it's fear of the unknown, and for others, it is pure survival. How will I make it if I step out into the world with my gifts? What happens if I can't support myself? We carry fear around so many things, including our health, well-being, earth changes, star beings, and more. We also carry fear around love. We were never taught to expect unconditional love. So many people still walk the earth wondering when they will feel the love and whether they are even worthy of it. More fear. Tonight, the team will work with you to begin to release the fears that have held you back from the life of your dreams and unlimited, abundant possibilities available to you all. And before I turn this over to Squirrel for the astrology report, I'd like to explain that we've had some strange anomalies with our hosting company, which is GoDaddy. So if you are not receiving your show notices and thought you signed up or haven't signed up, I encourage you to go to my website, which is www.ethealing.com. Click on the Sign Up for Newsletter button, and please, please remember that you're going to receive a confirmation in your email, which will probably end up in your spam folder. If you do not confirm by hitting the link on the email that you receive, you will not be signed up. So many people have made the mistake of thinking that they signed up but really didn't. This has to do with the federal spam regulations. On top of that, somehow we lost 100 people in the last 2 weeks. So, without doing a show, we lost 100 people. And they were not people that clicked out. In other words, they didn't back out of receiving anything. They just disappeared. And no one seems to be able to tell me why. And for whatever reason, they can't go back and restore. So we have now made changes to the protocol so this won't happen again. Also remember, if you have changed your email address, you have to re-register by going to the website and clicking on the newsletter. If emails have come to you and they bounce, what they've been doing is automatically pulling you out, and sometimes this will happen. They'll pull you out. If an email bounces that goes to you with a show announcement or any other announcement from ET Healing, you automatically come off the list. Again, we've changed protocols so that won't happen, but that's been happening in the past. We do apologize for last week because you did not receive a notice. I was at a conference in Hawaii and gave Squirrel the wrong password.
Yeah, I was set up, everyone.
Right, and it's not her fault. I don't even remember changing my password, and this is called, I was at a Lazarus conference. I was out of body anyway. I have been spending way too much time out of body lately. I'm hoping it doesn't count for aging. I just figure, all the time I do this work, I'm taking it off my age. if I'm not here, I should not be aging.
That's right.
So, anyway, after the first of the year, I'm going to get some help, finally, and to enhance our Facebook presence, and we'll be adding everyone that's in my contacts to the website emails. This could take months because there's a lot of other things that need to be done. And because I blow a computer, or have been in the past, every year, everything has had to be transferred over, so there's duplicates of everything everywhere. It's just a mess. So, and due to the intensity of the sessions at this time, I now acknowledge that I can no longer manage all the programs. Plus, we're so far booked out, which makes it even more difficult, as we're working with everyone that's in the book all the time. And I have about 500 emails in queue all the time. So it's just kind of grown beyond what I'm able to handle alone. And, you know, for me, I choke on that statement.
Well, you are just one Jackie, you know, and you're growing.
I wanted to be Wonder Woman.
Well, you are.
Well,
I just wonder why you want to try to handle it all on your own.
I think, you know, I'd like to keep things simple.
I know, but anyway, I'm sorry we've lost some contact, so we would like to restore everyone who is not getting show announcements, particularly this last one, because I know I missed the week you were gone. That doesn't count, but going forward does count now.
It does. So we do recommend to all of you, and the team knows who these go out to, just so you're aware. They have a bead on everything. So it's important that you receive the announcement. It just kind of says, okay, you know, they're planning on being present in some form. So with all of that said, Squirrel, catch us up on astrology.
Well, as you said, today's 12/12, and so that's an important marker. But I've got a couple of really fun things to read tonight. So this one comes from Elizabeth Peru, and she says that today there's a terrific alignment, a trine between Saturn and Jupiter. And for us, this means we are likely to feel more positive around personal abundance and personal responsibility. This means love that you are responsible for your own abundance in your life. And absorb this energy in and then affirm to live it right now. You are being supported to feel good about your innate riches within so you can create them without. Now go about your evening or day in the full knowledge that you are being a being of wealth, not lack. Use your creative ability to manifest it into being your way now. And then also she wrote that tomorrow, it's Friday the 13th. It's the day of the goddess. December 13th is the final Friday, the 13th, for 2013. All of those 13s is so special. Friday has always been held sacred to the divine feminine and is named after the Norse goddess Frigg or Freya, known as Freya's Day, which then we got Friday from that word. Hence, why we love Friday so much. For these are days when you let loose and can be radical and left of center, creative and free. Just like the number 13, which knows no bounds, this energy is untamable and does what it chooses. So you get the picture for this Friday. Celebrate the feminine in whatever way you choose, such as allow your intuition to rule your day and go with your own flow. Practice being present in the moment and nurturing yourself. Listen to the elements speaking with you and listen rather than talk to others. Hold the space. Make a sacred ceremony that honors the feminine within you and the mother energy of our universe. Celebrate the females in your life and hold them up in the highest regard. And enjoy this special day. The next Friday the 13th isn't until June 2014. And it's the only Friday the 13th of that year.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, I know, right? So, and then this one comes from Lauren Gorgo, and she writes about the 12/12. The 1212 portal is activating those prepared to light up and become the heralded radiant ones, the physical proof of prophecy. During this passage, which is 1212 to 1221, your body, mind, and soul are coming into alignment in harmonic balance and sacred union with Source. Following the solstice, many will be reborn as what we would call a Christ incarnate. And it's also said that even though we are going to be lighting up like a thousand suns, that we are also going to feel very at home in our bodies, more grounded in the earth plane than we ever have been before. That's good news, right, Jackie?
Oh, yay.
That this new level of embodiment ensures that we are fully connected to both the earth and the cosmos, to our humanity and divinity, respectively. This December doesn't just have the usual feeling of ending and beginnings, the expectant hope of promise of a new year. We are also feeling the end of a full life lived, maybe lifetimes, in addition to the end of an entire era. Because of this massive ending and the new beginnings in store, I am told that this is going to be a December to remember. That's Lauren Gorgo.
Yay. I read that today and I was like, oh, yes.
I know.
Oh, yes. So, very powerful time, I agree.
Yes, yes. So, enjoy those energies, everyone. And then I'll probably be sending it out on the list, but I didn't want to overwhelm. But we do have a full moon coming up on Tuesday, so stay tuned.
And what's this one going to be in?
Gemini.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's lighthearted, right?
Well, that's my ascendant. I can handle that. It's those scorp full moons that are like, oh, Lord. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So I was gone last week. I attended an extraordinary workshop in Kauai with Lazarus, and it was amazing and beautiful, and seldom do I take the time to receive, but I will be doing more of this. I'm just letting everybody know. Absolutely an amazing week. And it was, there was enough downtime to where you could go and shop and drive around and do, see beautiful things, but it was a watershed for me. And brought in a big piece for me personally that I have, you know, just kind of all the, I've always laughed about the pieces of the puzzle. Well, for once, all the pieces fit together. I was very excited about that. Also, I want to share an email from Dear Janet as a recap of her last two sessions. It's really important for all of you to know the scope of what's happening and the loving support that we are receiving at this time. Oftentimes I share Janet's because she's loving and kind enough to do recaps. And I may get a snippet of this or that. But the sessions are, I always say that what's going on now is beyond, it's just beyond anything we can imagine. And the help that's coming in, and how through the sessions, healing is coming through. As people are doing their power retrievals, the healing is coming through to assist the planet and so many things. It's just extraordinary, extraordinary. So here's this from Janet. Here are the notes from my last two powerful sessions. Tuesday, November 25th, a very shortened version. I was doing a power retrieval with my dad, working in my second chakra. As I was pulling the chain, I could see angels off to my right side. They were weeping, energetically depressed, and seeking forgiveness. The words from them were, "We took the wrong path." The team said they were the fallen ones. At that point, I could see a light from the tip of my nose that ran up to my crown. It felt like it had been there for a very long time. Upon further inspection, I could see that it was a part of a grid system that had been placed over my head like a helmet. The team removed it, and in that moment, Archangel Gabriel began coming forward. This energy block had prevented me from previously connecting with his energy. And then to my left, the Draconian Queen appeared. She indicated telepathically that she had a lot of healing work to do. Her demeanor was extremely benevolent. This is big stuff, everybody. In the next moment, I watched as Archangel Gabriel rose above the Draconian Queen, the fallen ones, and me, and he flooded all of us in beautiful healing light. For me personally, I am so humbled by this experience and in such gratitude to you and the team and all the beings that are working to heal this planet and its inhabitants. Tuesday, December 9th, this week. I'm in total awe at the depth that my sessions have taken. These are my notes as best that I can remember the sequences. Yesterday, as the team called forth my father, there was a very tall, dark figure that came in behind him. This figure was carrying what appeared to be a vessel of reddish light. It was presented to me and was from God Goddess All That Is. As I held this energy vessel in my hands, it was a color unfamiliar to me, a reddish maroon infused with gold. I was told it was fire energy, but not the same as the fire energy that we are accustomed to here on Earth. As I held it, the color lightened and the energy began merging with my second chakra, passing through my tailbone and into the earth. It was followed by a beautiful crystalline blue light, and I was given the word purity. I was told she, Mother Earth, had suffered enough. The light flowed down into the core of the earth to the central earth star. From there, the energy dispersed and moved out into the earth's crystalline grid and out beyond into the earth's etherics. As I watched this, I was holding the earth in my hands. My whole being was being ignited with energy. It was as if every atom of my body was projecting this beautiful energy to the earth. My awareness shifted to my hands, and there appeared to be a crystalline energy shaft, literally filled with spinning crystals between my hands. Then from my left hand appeared red chakra energy, which moved horizontally across to my right hand. This was followed by all the chakra colors in order until they had all moved across to the right hand. My session ended here, and again, I am in such gratitude to all. Amazing healing is happening. Love to you all. And this, of course, she sent these in knowing that we were going to read them on the show. I don't remember the sessions, and especially lately. Sometimes I remember part of them. With Janet's sessions, I remembered nothing and asked her to send notes. Another session this week, during the pulling of a chain, there was healing going on for the earth, the oceans, different forms of abuse, of children, of women, sex slavery, so much more. I only got pieces of it. But as this person was doing their power retrieval, these energies were also flowing through. Which means that you're all conduiting, okay? And this is in alignment with what Lauren Gorgo said, becoming the Christed ones, where you're allowing these energies to flow through you. And I think this is the reason that the team really wanted to talk about fear and tonight.
You know, Jackie, I was just going to say that, if I may, I think the passing, the recent passing of Nelson Mandela has had a huge impact on this planet. I mean, I felt it deeply. I don't know if you did. I would imagine many people have. But his presence, I mean, of course, he's gone in a physical form, but I just feel that what he's left behind energetically is even more intensified.
Well, because he represented peace.
Exactly.
His life was about peace. And
right. And I think that's helping with a lot of the clearing that many people are experiencing, too. I mean, that's just my feeling on that.
Well, I think that he had a major impact on the planet. What I'm seeing happening here is a little different, Squirrel, in that there is such a massive coming together from so many different levels to assure the healing of Earth and of humanity. It has been stepped up to a level that I have difficulty explaining. And I'm usually not at a loss for words. But I can say, excuse me, I definitely am right now. So for all of you that are having sessions and are participating in the healing of humanity and Earth, we thank you and all those in the multiverse that are assisting and working through you. And in agreement with you, Squirrel, the great beings who, in spite of everything that they experienced, continued through their lives, all right, to anchor peace. And, you know, if you look at them energetically, they were anchoring, they're almost like poles of peace into the earth.
Right. And I think he was a man who chose not to go into fear. I mean, he certainly had an opportunity to take that route, but never did.
Never did. So again, I want to say fear was the last thing I thought we would be talking about tonight, especially this close to Christmas, but they wanted to convey how important it is to know that fear was an insert. It was never supposed to be on Earth in the form that it is. And they may talk more about this tonight. I have no idea. In a way, fear is our enemy. It's our enemy within. It locks up energy and creates more of what we direct the fear towards. What do we fear? You know, everyone has their particular list of things they fear. Being powerful seems to be one of the biggest fears because along with it comes responsibility. Can't play victim, can't blame. And because we create our reality, it's a damn illusion of our own making. We carry a lot of fear imprints from our lineage, and they absolutely... there was another session today. And this was Jewish lineage. Again, a power retrieval. And the hopelessness of the people who had lost all hope and any way to get off the planet. It brought in the truths that Christ brought to the planet and how those were stolen away. Still are not fully available, by the way. But life was so difficult. And when we wonder why, you know, these imprints in our lineage are so difficult to work with, it's because of the hopelessness these people experienced. The way that they were treated, the loss of freedom. They worked to eat, and many of them barely were able to do that. They were taxed. They were mistreated. There was absolute power. There was so much hopelessness and so much war. Oh, my God. We also carry fear around love, being enough, being lovable, survival, the future, health, aging, health care, the state of Earth on every level, our jobs. And the fear that we aren't fulfilling our purpose. This is up for a lot of people. Fear of different star beings. And just plain fear that we aren't enough. We're programmed to feel fear, and it's the way that we have been controlled for millenniums. Our media sells us fear every single day. That's the way they sell news. How they get you to the internet websites that are news related, or in the newspapers, which don't sell a lot of much anymore. It's so important to change your beliefs around everything that brings up fear. And if there is an enemy on earth, it is fear. Lazarus has 6 amazing downloads on the subject of fear. Fear of success, anxiety. God, I could go on and on. So many others. They will transform the way you think and feel. And if you go to Lazarus.com, LazarIs.com, and go into tapes and videos and whatever, and there's a little search box on the left side. Just type in fear, and all 6 of them will come up. The ones that speak to you, purchase and download. They are an imperative. Lazarus is original material, as he took humans kind of through this whole process of unraveling the things that have held humans in bondage. And I've never had a Lazarus tape or recording that I didn't think was amazing. In addition, we have extraordinary support from the other side of the veil. And each of you have your soul, your spirit, your higher self, your unseen friends waiting to assist you more now than ever before. So don't hesitate. This is the time to be changing beliefs. This is the time to be looking at, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid of love? Why? Am I afraid of success? Why? Am I afraid of failure? Why? Am I afraid of dying? Am I afraid of cancer? All of these things. These beliefs really, really need to be changed. And you can do just a straight list on fear. And believe me, you'll be amazed at how many things you come up with. Oh, my gosh. We do carry a lot of fear around. The programs we've recorded in our sub and unconscious about success and the visibility and vulnerability and possible failure. This is the time to reach out and clear out everything that is holding you back from stepping into a magnificent life filled with love and success. And, you know, I spent the week with Bonnie. We roomed together at the intensive. And, you know, not only does she write great books, she eats, sleeps, lives, and breathes it. She's a machine. I've never seen anybody that works like she does. And I work a lot.
How fun to be with her, though, right?
Oh, it was phenomenal. And 3 o'clock in the morning, I could wake up and she'd have her notebook, whatever you call those things. And no, it's the notepad, notebook. I don't know what you call them, iPad. And she'd be reading or doing whatever. At 3 in the morning, and she'd have her blanket over so it wouldn't disturb me. And I think, does this woman ever sleep? And
bless her heart.
So, and you know, how many times have you heard that you're the ones you've been waiting for? And you are. But you have to step forward. That doesn't mean you quit your job tomorrow. Okay, it does mean that you take responsibility for creating success, for working with all the tools that are available, for changing the beliefs. I mean, I cannot emphasize these things enough. I'm talking to people right now that are so amazed that they think something and it manifests almost instantly. They're that in tune, and they can't miss it. I get constant emails from people about these things. And I thought this, and in an hour I got a phone call, and it was here. Or I woke with this dream, and then I got the phone call, and there was the opportunity. Boom, 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 boom. It is there for all of you. It's not just there for some of you. During the intensive last week in Kauai, with Lazarus, he said that we were here to create the new humans. Now, this is something I have believed for 9.5 years, okay? That's what this work has been about. It's the work we do, and each of you listening to this show, you are part of that as well. Next week, we're going to talk about being flawed, and there's a whole story behind that and a lesson I got in Hawaii. And it'll be a great show. You will laugh. So, for now, let's focus on clearing out all the fears. And I can promise you that there are many very successful people that were reluctant to step forward out of the fear of exposure. And this is carried literally in our lineage for the people that did step forward that were tortured and killed and so on and so forth. Certainly enough of you remember those lifetimes. There was also what I call the program, which is Stay Under the Radar. A lot of you star beings came in with that. And I can tell you, the first time I put up my website, I was a wreck. It felt very vulnerable to go up on the internet with a website. It was so interesting to me because I know people think I'm pretty fearless, but that brought up a lot of discomfort. And so I have empathy and understanding for everybody that's wanting to step out there. So many of the people that we work with have stepped out, are stepping out. We've also talked about the power of flowing love to everything at every opportunity. And it sounds so simple, but it is so incredibly powerful. And where there is unconditional love, there is no fear. We're talking about love that is so pure, it expects nothing and offers everything. When you flow this kind of love, you become a conduit of God, Goddess, all that is, of your higher self and your soul and the multiverse. You allow it to flow through you without condition or expectation. This is Christ consciousness in its purest form. When you're busy flowing love, you don't think about fear because you're being filled with that love in the process. You don't do it to get filled with it. It's a byproduct. But it will change your resonance. It will change your focus. And you'll be amazed at how fear will unhook the more you flow love. We have enough people doing this on a regular basis. And the more people are doing it, the more beings are coming through and participating in the session to create as much healing as possible. It's like a big, it's like a beacon. Okay, from their perspective is they get it, let's help. So try to remember that if you can. I always love when Janet says she floods every intersection, and every time I go through an intersection, I think, you know, every car that's been through here is experiencing that love.
I think I want to go driving with Janet. I had someone pull out. I mean, you know, you have to understand, I live in the elements, and I had some car pull out in front of me, and the roads are just so icy and slick, and you're like, how do I flow love to this jerk? Because, you know, I had to put on my brakes, and my car starts sliding, but hey, you know, I just think about Janet, and everything's better. So thank you, Janet. No, really, it's just... I'm tested, sure, just like everybody else, but I agree, you know, and I have to catch myself, too.
It's easy to go, and here we go back to blame.
Well, blame the guy for what, making
again, Coral, there you go, blame. Okay, and if you're creating your reality, instead of pointing at them, you got to look at yourself. Did I set my protections? Did I set an intention for safety, you know? How am I setting everything up before I get on the road?
Oh, yeah. Well.
Oh, yeah, there's that, isn't there? Okay, let me go into
right.
Detail.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's funny.
All right. Sorry, we had a little interruption.
They get worried when it goes quiet. So
yes. Well, rarely does the channel stop talking, so that's understandable. All right. Welcome everyone, and welcome Squirrel, our dear Squirrel.
Thank you.
All right, tonight's show, fear. Oh, and you know, it's a subject that people don't even like to talk about. Well, I don't fear anything. I'm tough. I'm strong. Really? Everyone has a fear trigger. And you don't have the luxury anymore, people, of playing around with fear. You need to nip it in the bud. This just brought up fear in me. Let me get to my computer or my tablet, whatever way I change my beliefs. And immediately change the belief around fear. Because you have so many collective beliefs that you're dealing with. Supporting your reasons to feel fear. Supporting them. Well, if they're afraid, why shouldn't I be afraid? Well, look at this Obamacare, and look at this, and look at Syria, and look at... Yes. Do you have to experience that version of Earth rather than go to fear? Be proactive. Work magic. Send magic. Send love. When you're tempted to buy into the fear, and there are opportunities every day. Or I've got this ache here, this pain here. Channel had a very bad accident. Terrible fall. And she fell in a very awkward way, which we would leave to her. And we took care of some of the knee stuff and this and that, and that was all okay. But there was some other stuff that had to happen. All right? And she had a lot of physical pain. It was the breaking down of scar tissue that needed to be torn away. And we are sorry that she experienced so much pain with it. Interestingly enough, though, she now is aware because she met with her chiropractor yesterday who insisted on looking at her. In her bra, much to her chagrin. And he said, you don't have a bruise anywhere. Which means you didn't break anything. And all you did was tear scar tissue that needed to be, oh, you took the body, this and that, sure. And yes, it hurt. Everyone wanted her to go to the hospital. You need x-rays right away. This is terrible, et cetera, et cetera. She had to sleep sitting up and could barely breathe. And the idea of coughing was more than she could stand. But it was all around scar tissue. And ultimately, it was magical. But she refused to go to the doctor. Or to the hospital, the emergency room. And she had plenty of reasons to be afraid because she had a lot of damage to her breast. And she worked with the fear. Immediately. And it would come to her when she'd wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. She'd have to work with it. And it turned out to be okay. That's a small example. But she had a choice. She could have stayed in the fear and manifested something much worse. You all have other fears. The unspoken ones, a lot of you. Fears about aging. Getting old. Oh my, we hear this all the time. You're not here to get old in the old way. You're actually here to live much longer than you had ever thought possible. Prosperity and abundance. Always, people tend to put fear around this. And if you're trying to create prosperity and abundance, fear is the last thing you want to be feeling. It zeroes it out. People talk about, I'm so worried and fearful for my child. Oh, please don't do that. Just the opposite. Worried about the water, worried about the food, and yet you don't stop to think about how powerful you are, that you can transmute things. Be more conscious about what you put into your body, of course. But you can transmute things. Bless your water, bless your food. There have been people that have written books. Emoto, isn't it? Squirrel.
Yes, Masaru Emoto, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. About water. Mm-hmm. How writing love on a bottle of water changed the cells of the water. What the bleep do you think in the movie? She was writing things on her body about love. You don't think in these terms often. Next week we are going to do a show on feeling flawed, not good enough. There's some fear stuff with that, of course. But it holds so many of you back from stepping out. Oh, I can do my work alone and so on. But with other people, God, you know, suppose they think I'm a fraud or maybe this isn't real. Oh, it's real. For all of you. You all have magic. You all can change things. And you've got the tools, people, to do it. And if you're not using the tools, you're going to stay where you are. And we know that's not what you want to do. We will help you, and many others will as well. But when you're using tools, it becomes a co-creative process. And the amplification of change is enormous. We're not going to do it for you. We're going to do it with you. That's the reason it's coming through the sessions. Your conduits, voluntary conduits to bring forward healing and change. All of you are. We don't care if you work in a bank. We've said this before and said it before. Everywhere you are, you're bringing healing energy. You're dropping in packets of information, as are the animals. Packets of light. But when you're running fear, you lock up your energy. Your ability to impact is held back, lessened, constricted. It's not what you want to be doing. And you know the difference. In those moments when you have really been a conduit for love and flowed love into whatever situation it may be, wherever you choose to make a difference. We remind you all the help that's taking place right now is taking place through you and because of you. Your job, your opportunity is to step into it, to own it, to find your courage, and to step out of fear, and to change all the beliefs that you've allowed to hold you back. And we know this is difficult because so many of them are imprinted into you. But that doesn't mean you can't change them. Lazarus made a comment at the culminating weekend almost 2 weeks ago. That if not for the magicians, human magicians, Syria would have ended up far different than it did. This is the impact you can all have. It's a reminder, people. That fear is holding back from your magic. From the miracles, from the impact that you can be having. Burping the baby, sending magic, you know. You don't have to be sitting at a lotus position to do it. It will become automatic. Automatic. Nothing is hopeless. Please do not buy into that. There are many that would have you believe it. It's the same fear that's controlled humans for millennia. Break free now and do all that you can. And step forward with your insights and your gifts and your magic and your love. You are the ones you've been waiting for. You don't need to look over your shoulders anymore. All right, Squirrel, you have some questions.
Yes, I have two. The first one comes from Marie, and she asks, dear team, why are we all here? What is our purpose? And does everyone on Earth have the same purpose?
Oh, that's a good one, Marie. That's like saying, what's the purpose of life and meaning of existence? All right. All right. We're going to refer to this lifetime specifically, Marie. This particular lifetime is a culminating lifetime. Everything changes in this lifetime. And so many of you wanted to be here for this lifetime. Just to even say that you participated. Now, Earth, why do people come to Earth? Because Earth is where you get to play with limitation. Lots of other places, you're not experiencing limitation. Your growth is different. So what happens on Earth, the construct of human consciousness, very different because you're dealing with a sense of being separate to start out with. You have something to push against. You get to play extraordinary games. You have agreements with people to play these games. I want to work on love. You all have about 7 focuses that you're working with. Maybe you want to work with victimization. Or communication. Always 2 constants, consciously creating success. And having fun, never changing evaluation, always. What was fun yesterday may not necessarily be fun today. However, the goal is to come back to enlightenment. It's a tough job. Lots of people spend lots of lifetimes on Earth. Because, of course, you have this wonderful thing called amnesia. And then you get to make all different kinds of choices without remembering who you really are. Is everybody's purpose the same? It's a good question, actually. Is that how she said it?
Yes. Does everyone on Earth have the same purpose?
Well, all right. Well, there are layers to this, Marie. There are layers to this. Some of you have come in to experience yourself as separate from your source. Separate as you could get. Not you particularly, but there are those. I'm going to be a really, really, really bad person in this lifetime. I want to be as separate from my source as I can be. And see if I can find the light through the dark. Or go from way over here and possibly come back the other direction. That's a big game. Is there a single purpose? Humans, we've said this many times, have gone further into the dark than any race has ever gone. And found your way back into the light of your own volition, on your own. That's why you're so unique. So if there is a single purpose, it's to find your way into the light, into enlightenment. How you get there, and the stories that you write coming in, the contracts that you have with people, etc., that's different. That's your play. You're the director, you're the writer of all of it. You can even rewrite. Many of you forget you have that option. Your goal is to be your unique spark of consciousness. You don't have to be like anyone else. Being a copycat is not necessarily a good thing. You want to bring your unique vibration, your unique frequency, because when you put them all together, it is a magnificent symphony.
You know, I'm going to have to interrupt, and I'm so sorry, and we won't get to the second question.
All right.
But we're going to have to wrap up for tonight, and I will save this question because I think it'll be fine for next week's show.
All right. So, Marie, we hope that we answered at least to the best of our ability. You're welcome to send in another question. Now, all of you who are listening live tonight or will listen to this in the archives, we would love the opportunity to work with you, to help you to see where you're holding fear. And we will work with you as you make a conscious effort to change your beliefs aware around where the fear is held, whether it's a person, an issue, a health issue, prosperity, survival, wherever it may be. We will be there with you. You call us in. And tonight we're going to tousle you up a little bit, kind of shake these things up to the surface. So in the next couple of days, you're going to get flashes. Oh, God, I felt fear here. Carry a tablet, write it down, fear here. I'm afraid of this. Even if you're ashamed of